This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The clock is ticking, and the world watches as U.S. House and Senate leaders continue to spar over raising the country's debt limit. More from VOA's Patsy Wodakiswara.
The impasse between House Republicans and President Joe Biden over the nation's debt ceiling, the legal limit the U.S. government can borrow to pay its bills, is a gift to America's adversaries, said Office of Management and Budget Director Shalanda Young.
They love this. They love to see chaos in the American system. They love to see that we can't do our basic jobs. It's no less than a test of what works in this world. Does democracy still work, or does the Chinese way work?
The U.S. defaulting on its debts would send shockwaves across global finance. Patsy Wodakiswara, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says authorities face extremely challenging circumstances along the border with Mexico days before pandemic-related asylum restrictions end.
I think that there is no question that this is going to be extremely challenging. I do not want to understate the severity of the challenge that we expect to encounter.
A surge of Venezuelan migrants making their way through Texas has occurred over the last 2 weeks for reasons that Mayorkas says are unclear. Sudan's two warring generals sent their envoys Friday to Saudi Arabia for talks aimed at firming up a shaky ceasefire after 3 weeks of fierce fighting that has killed hundreds and pushed the African country to the brink of collapse. That's according to three Sudanese officials. The negotiations will be the first between Sudan's military, led by General Abdel Fattah Burhan, and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, commanded by General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global emergency, but the coronavirus is here to stay. The action Friday by the United Nations agency does not mean much for the average person, but a briefing WHO Director Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the world must continue to battle COVID-19. Meanwhile, the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is resigning. And Dr. Rochelle Relensky says the waning of the COVID-19 pandemic is a good time to make a transition. She sent a resignation letter to U.S. President Joe Biden and announced the decision at the CDC staff meeting Friday. Her last day is June 30th. At least 200 people have died in flash floods in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo Friday. VOA's Marissa Melton with details.
Dozens of survivors were being treated at a hospital in South Kivu province after sustaining injuries during the flood. It's not the first time flooding like this has happened in the area. The last incident of a similar scale in Congo occurred in October 2014 when heavy rainfall destroyed over 700 homes. The United Nations says more than 130 people were reported missing at the time. South Kivu shares a border with Rwanda, which was also hit this week by heavy rains, triggering flooding and landslides, killing 130 people and destroying more than 5,000 homes. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, expressed frustration at the United States' continuing efforts to extradite WikiLeaks founder and Australian citizen Julian Assange, saying there is nothing to be served by his ongoing incarceration. Albanese's comments Friday in an Australian Broadcasting Corporation interview appeared to escalate diplomatic pressure on the United States to drop the charges against the 51-year-old Assange, who has spent 4 years in Britain's Belmarsh prison fighting extradition to the United States. Before that, Assange had taken asylum for 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Recapping our top story, the clock is now ticking, and the world watches as the U.S. House and Senate leaders continue to spar over raising the country's debt limit. There is more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.